The Book of Lamentations, 3:40. Let us search out and examine our ways, and turn back to the Lord. Searching out your path, Apostle Arkady writes, is to search out the construction of your altar, representing our motives and our goals, which we pursue upon our paths, upon which we are able to either turn to the Lord or move away from Him. This is how we were able to see that our godly motives upon our path here on earth is determined by what direction we're going. Upon this path, you can go, but it could be in the direction that goes away from God or goes toward God. And he addresses, Prophet Jeremiah addresses these words. He was crying and saying that the nation of God has chosen the path that leads them away from God. Today, we will bring forth 7 components of our relationship with God, which will allow us to not move away or depart, but instead turn to God. And we often need to conduct an examination of ourselves to check which way we're going. Are we distancing ourselves from Him or getting closer? And so here are the 7 forms of examination. This is a test we are to conduct in our life. The first examination is examining our ability to refuse the evil and choose the good. Such examination is possible only after the preliminary nourishment of curds and honey. Isaiah 7, 14-15. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Curds and honey he will eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. This was the first test that the created by God man did not pass. The serpent told the woman, in the day that you eat of this fruit that God told you not to eat of, your eyes will open or be opened, and you will become as God, but God with a small letter. You will become gods on earth, knowing good and evil. We need to be nourished by curds and honey, or milk and honey, which means to listen to God in His messengers and the preached word that they speak, so that we can understand what is right and what is wrong, and not use the counsel of the deceiver, who either speaks using our uncircumcised ear or lawless people. The second examination is learning and finding out what is acceptable to God and refusing to partake in unfruitful works of darkness. Ephesians 5:10, 11. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Refusing to do the works of darkness is directing or going in the direction of God. And so when we refuse to do these works of darkness and are going in the direction of God, this is a correction for those, one of those powerful forms of correction for those who don't want to go toward the light. And our actions are a light for those who aren't making that decision. The third examination, which we need to continually do within our life, is testing ourselves and how much our life corresponds to the sober faith teaching. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? And of course, to be able to examine ourselves, it's necessary to have that foundation, that teaching, upon the foundation of which we can examine ourselves. And so in this third component, we need to have truth within our heart so we can examine ourselves. The fourth examination or test, which we need to continue to conduct within our life, is the ability to test the spirit that is working within prophets. 1 John 4:1, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And he continues to say, Pastor, that the spirit of God and the spirit of deception can be known by this. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ, who came in the flesh, is of God. Any spirit that does not confess Jesus as who came in the flesh is not of God, but is the spirit of the Antichrist. What is the spirit that confesses Jesus Christ who came in the flesh? In these words, we could see that God is speaking through his body, through his church, through his order, and not other strange and misunderstood vessels, people who are elected by others. God speaks only by within his body, through his body, and within his order, and for the people to be able to hear what the apostle says about them. And these apostles, they need to speak what Christ spoke and what the apostles spoke when they were here on earth. And saying that an angel came to me in a dream, the Holy Spirit revealed something to me, we are looking at what the Holy Spirit said then when Apostle Paul was in the body, when Apostle Peter was in the body, when Jesus Christ, we are looking at that teaching. And we thank God that we have the teaching of Jesus Christ who came in the flesh. This is a teaching that God offers within his body, within his church, where there's a true order of theocracy and what the holy apostles of God and Jesus Christ spoke here on earth. And this corresponds. The fifth examination is the readiness to provide God with the legitimate ability to examine our holiness, demonstrated in hatred toward those who hate God and those who rise up against God in the face of his messengers. Psalm 139, 21 through 24. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? Do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. It is quite important, Apostle Arkady writes, when searching out your ways, to not trust in the abilities and capabilities of your mind, so you can provide God with the legitimate ability with your prayer to enlighten us with the light of the living. And being enlightened by the Word of God, you can then correctly demonstrate, illuminate this light of holiness. Sixth examination is the readiness to examine our attitude toward the habitation of the house of God, which is the place of the home of his glory. Psalm 26:1-8. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not slip. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart. When he's examining me, I know that it's him who examines me. If there's a trial that comes into my life, if I am being tested, we need to determine what wellspring this testing is coming from, or this trial is, to determine whether I'm just going in the wrong direction, or if we are going in the right direction, but the Lord is just allowing the suffering into my life so that I can suffer for the sake of Christ. And again, you need to determine where this comes from, where this illness comes from. And so you either are suffering for the sake of Christ or for other reasons. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart. For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I have not sat with idolatrous mortals, nor will I go in with hypocrites. I have hated the assembly of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, so I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. This means to hate the congregation of the wicked and the lawless. Seventh examination, which we need to continually conduct within our life, is the ability to test the oath promises of God that are given to us in a covenant with God. Malachi 3:8-10. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. We right now will sing a psalm, and I would like to say that if in honoring God, if we don't receive what we're waiting for, that does not mean that God is not faithful to his word. This means that we are waiting or expecting from God what God did not promise in his word. He promised to give us his oath promises, the imperishable promises. And today, no one will leave this hall not again having received these imperishable promises. God never deceives, and he always fulfills his word. Some say it is useless to serve God because the lawless live better than me. Other saints say the Lord pays attention and he hears me, and before his face the book of remembrance is being written and those who honor him. And the Lord says, these people will be mine. They will be my own, my possession, my holiness, and my tithe. Let us stand up and from the position of the tithe and holiness of the Lord, let us honor him in this service. Let us sing a psalm.
Избавляешь от врагов.
Let us stretch out our right hand before the Lord as a symbol, and please pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I'm glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to honor your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May the Lord bless you. You may be seated.